800-259-9231. Dale, who normally joins us on Friday nights, will be moving to Mondays. So he's not here tonight. Anyway, 800-259-9231, but you should still be able to hear him on his radio show, which is Prometheus Unchained, which you can get at FlamingFreedom.com.
FlamingFreedom.com.
That's right, 800-259-9231. Much to discuss here tonight, including some disturbing news out of Indianapolis. We're going to get to that here in a little bit. It's a freedom of speech issue, freedom of the press issue that's pretty outrageous. But first, another cop shoots another dog. It has happened again, this time in Vacaville, California. A Vacaville woman said an off-duty police officer was too quick to act when he shot her pit bull.
Guess he's acting like a cowboy.
The officer from Vallejo was walking three dogs, including a Rottweiler, with his wife when Letitia Clark's pit bull ran out of the garage towards the police officer. Clark's 15-year-old daughter, Sienna, was chasing after their dog that was named Carly when the officer shot and killed the 2-year-old dog. Now, how many times have you seen this happen? Somebody has a dog on a leash, they are walking it somewhere, and there's another dog in the vicinity, and they have an issue with one another. There's some barking that goes on, a standoff that goes off, maybe some butt sniffing. This is very, very common.
You know,
occasionally that will happen.
Yeah. It just depends on the dogs.
This is very common, though, dogs interacting in this sort of a manner. But if you're a police officer, you can pull out your gun and blast one of them away, and nothing will happen to you. Nothing. Well, that's just my prediction. I don't know what happened in this case, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that nothing happened to this officer. What do you think, Mark?
Generally not. There has to be a big uproar.
Clark said, "There is no doubt in my mind he made a mistake. My dog is not aggressive. She shouldn't have been shot. As a professional police officer and dog owner, it was absolutely excessive. It was uncalled for." The officer said the pit bull tried to attack his dogs. Vacaville police report of the incident said the pit bull charged at a smaller dog and then bit the Rottweiler's neck. It had one animal by the throat and wouldn't let go, said a police lieutenant for Vacaville, John Carley. The officer told Vacaville police that he kicked the dog to make her release, and when that didn't work, he shot the dog, said Carley. I talked to a number of officers. I was shocked. I was told on scene there was no injury to the couple's dogs, said Clark, who's still waiting for a copy of the police report. My dog is not an attack dog. She had obedience training. She said that the officer used excessive force and it was an inappropriate response. Legally, that's not an inappropriate response, said the police spokesman, when one believes that there's an imminent threat to one's safety. See, all you have to do is believe it. It doesn't mean there actually is a threat. As long as the cop believes that he's being threatened, then that's okay. You can just pull out the gun and blast away your animal. Do you believe his story, Mark? Do you think it's true that the dog came up, bit one of his dogs, and grabbed one by the neck and didn't let go?
I don't know. I can tell you that this is, it's an unfortunate thing that's going to happen if your dog, that could happen if your dog, goes off the leash and runs out and goes to the sidewalk and attacks, other dogs. I don't know what happened. I can tell you that the cop story is always going to be believed over the civilian story.
Yep.
And I understand how these people must be grieving. I've got it. If the only thing I had on me was a gun and some dog comes out and attacks my dog, especially if my dog's smaller, I believe he had three dogs, which has got to be, it's got to be a very confusing circumstance for him. And then I may very well, I would think that first one shot to the side would be enough noise
to scare the dog away.
Just to stop everything, like a nice big bang would probably change, just to shooting the gun into the ground would be my first reaction.
But why do that when you could kill a dog and get away with it if you're a sick sadistic cop?
Well, I don't know whether he's a sick sadistic cop, but I don't either, but he might be. I can tell you that
have tortured dogs when he's growing up.
Would you give people, he might have, it's just a suggestion. When you tell people to train with guns all the time, that's what cops are done. They train with guns.
Hours and hours and hours.
When you give a little boy a gun, first you tell them, we can play with shooting some paper targets, and then you move up to tin cans, and then, when you're not around, pretty soon he's going to have some glass bottles because, well, they there's action when you shoot them. You know, that's what they really want.
Fun.
And then they're going to go out and they're going to shoot birds and things that they can see. You know, they want to see things happen when they shoot the things. Mm. You want to have a sense of accomplishment, and that's going to happen. And it's not going to be too long before, and that's just a natural way it is with guns. And so, you know, I've got to say, I think that there's a certain segment of the population out there that wants to shoot dogs just to see what it's like to do it.
Clark says that her daughter was put in therapy after she saw her dog get killed. Carly said, I feel for it. This is the cop again. I feel for any family that loses a pet. It's a different scenario when that animal is on the street and involves the safety of other animals and people. The Clark family say they won't be taking legal action. Animal Humane Services is looking into the case, and the off-duty officer involved will not face any charges.
I can't imagine he would.
Have they ever? I'm just curious. I mean, we've read a lot of dogs being killed by cops stories, and some of them are even more outrageous than this one, where there are, you know, multiple witnesses around to see the cop just execute an animal that was clearly friendly and not doing anything of in any way dangerous toward the cop. Have we actually ever seen a police officer be charged for some sort of animal cruelty or any
Never.
Kind of, you know, dog slaughter
Never.
Or whatever it, you know, would be called? I don't recall it.
The best defense against something like this, you know, and I've got cameras at my house for just this very reason,
mm-hmm.
is to have cameras running at all times. That way you can have this stuff backed up on video, and when it happens, you know, if it would be something entirely different if you could show the video that backs this girl's story up, where the dog gets shot right basically in his own yard, coming maybe in an aggressive manner at the other dogs, you know, and the cop story is a darned lie. I don't know. I mean, I know that if that cop is lying, that his lie is going to be believed. Like, his story is going to be believed over her story every time.
Well, sometimes this stuff does get on video. Remember the story where there was a family that had been pulled over in, like, Tennessee? They were traveling, and they had the family dog with them. They the cop demanded the family get out of the car. They were trying to plead with the officer to, please, we're out of the car. Let us close the back door so we can keep our dog in the car. I mean, you're on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
They weren't worried about the dog getting the cop. They were worried about the dog getting out of the car and getting hit or something like that.
No doubt.
And so, look, just let us close the doors. No, you can't close the doors. Stay right where you are.
I'm a nut. I'm a crazy redneck cop. I don't give a damn what happens to your dog. Side of the road.
Yep. So the dog, which is, I think it was like a golden retriever or some kind of lab, very friendly kind of dog.
Comes not around, tail wagging, tongue out to see the new guy.
Right.
He doesn't know that the new guy is hyped up on adrenaline, you know, a jerk with a badge.
Right. And then I think this is probably the saddest of all the stories, because the video is there and it's so clear. This cop levels a shotgun at the dog and decapitates the dog.
Yep.
And I don't think anything happened to him either, because all they have to do is say something like, I was scared, boss. I tell you, Chief, that dog sure did scare. The way it was wagging its tail at me, it was just so intimidating. I had to do something.
Yep. So, you know, they could, I don't know if these people are, if it's procedure to have a family leave their car door open so their dog gets out, so that it can, you know, anything can happen. It can get out on the road, it can come towards the officer, whatever. But, you know,
that dog could have bit me, Chief. What do you expect me to do?
To let the family close their damn door, you idiot.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I swear, you're dealing with folks that want to cause problems. They want to escalate a situation in a lot of cases, and that's sad. You know, in this circumstance, I think this cop deserves the bye, I'm afraid. He deserves to get the pass on this one.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. But what would happen to you, Mark? You say that.
Yeah.
But what would happen to you if you were the guy walking the dog and all your story was, well, he attacked my dogs and I had to blow him away? What would happen to you?
The civilian never gets the, especially if it's cop's dog.
Yeah, exactly. More coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. Then you kill the law enforcement officer.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include listening options. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. Both of them run around the clock, so 24 hours a day you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live completely free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, our free-to-air satellite feed, and 94 radio stations from coast to coast. that carry the show. So go to listen.freetalklive.com if you'd like to hear that. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Various different ways to get this show in your ears. And, Mark, this program is brought to you by Jurisdictionary.
That's right. If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need Jurisdictionary. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people that don't have lawyers that need to know what it takes to win their case. And if you do have a lawyer, you want to make sure that they're doing the right thing. So Jurisdictionary is good for you in that way, too. It's kind of like, the education you should have got in civics class. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It'll show you how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to do discovery, all the things that you need to know how to do. You can't just wander into court one day and expect the judge to take care of you. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You take control. We go to the phones and the fun. Talk to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, David.
I was just going to say, what about, remember back in England, they used to have those bobbies, and they didn't have guns at all at one for the longest time. And I think that might have been, I think just because they have guns, they use them.
This is true. If your only tool is a hammer, then you think everything's a nail. I'm sure I'm badly paraphrasing the original.
I know what you're saying.
Quote. But, you know, they actually still, from what I understand, a lot of police officers in Great Britain do not have guns. I believe that is still the case today.
I think that they have to keep them locked in their car or something like
really?
That. That's my understanding. You're absolutely just some guy talking on the radio in America who has no idea what he's talking about, but that's what I've heard.
I know that they have issued some of their officers with guns. I know that it's not all true across the board, but I believe that to some extent that is still true.
Yeah, it's like they get out of control with this power-hungry psychos like this guy.
Well, this guy was actually walking his own dog. He was a civilian, just, as
off
a cop.
Off-duty cop.
Yeah, as a cop, he has the right to carry concealed, or the privilege to carry concealed.
But he's still in the club.
Not right anymore.
Just because he's not on duty doesn't mean he's not in the club
indeed,
and not being protected.
I'm just pointing out that anybody could have been carrying a gun in this manner. I imagine he spends more time practicing and all that other stuff.
He feels more entitled to, shoot a dog. Stuff, I bet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's no secret that cops get away with this stuff. I mean, the word must be around in the cop circles.
Right.
These guys talk to one another. They must know that they can get away with shooting people's dogs. I mean, the ones that are interested in doing that sort of thing, they must know that it's completely legal for them to murder dogs, and they will have to face no consequences for it whatsoever. Maybe a little bit of bad publicity, but that always ends up blowing over. Thanks, David. Anything else you want to share?
No, thanks,
appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And since we're talking about law enforcement, here's another one for you from STLtoday.com. Law enforcement agencies across Missouri reported seizing about $5.7 million in cash and property in criminal investigations last year. But a report released by the state auditor's office suggests that the number could be significantly higher. The problem, says the auditor's office, is that authorities aren't getting independent audits of what they take during seizures as mandated by state law. Wait a minute. You mean our law enforcers aren't following the law? Hold on and stop the presses. Wait a minute. I thought it was their job to follow the law and enforce the law. You mean they can use discretion when it comes to the laws that even control their own behavior as law enforcement officers?
Who's watching the watchers, you know?
Well, there you go, Mark. That's the solution. We should create a new bureaucracy full of new bureaucrats, hire on, it'll create jobs. We'll create a new bureaucracy to keep an eye on the police department and make sure that they're doing the right thing. No, not internal affairs. They already have that level of bureaucracy. So we need another level because internal affairs might be corrupt and they might be doing the wrong thing, too. Looking the other way and that sort of thing. But we need a group of bureaucrats that is uncorruptible. to bring them in to solve this problem.
One thing I find very amusing is that internal affairs works inside the police department. I mean, really, if you wanted a police department to police the police department, you would not put that police department inside the police department.
Oh, haven't you ever seen the TV shows? They are at odds in there, Mark.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
are.
These guys getting redneck, veins popping out in their forehead, yelling at each other. Yeah.
But internal affairs office is constantly investigating the other officers in the department, and they hate each other, and they never go and play golf together or drink at the bar.
I'm afraid that I dealt with a law enforcement agency very intimately for many, many years, and I can tell you that it's my experience that the guy that's, it was his job to investigate all the other police, the law enforcement officers, well, he just hung out with them. He had been promoted from the inside of that organization. He was a cop, and these were his friends. He lived with them. He worked with them. He drank with them. And, when these investigations went down, he was the guy that helped cover it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, those things happen occasionally, but that's a few bad apples, Mark. You're talking about a department that's a bad apple. Most of the departments aren't that way. Yeah. They're like they are in the movies.
What am I supposed to say to that? I mean, I haven't been to every department, but I'm telling you that most of these internal affairs guys get promoted up through the ranks of the police department. They work with these are their friends.
Missouri agencies reported turning over 4.2 million of what was seized to federal agencies, returning 291,000 to its owners while giving 25. Sorry, you have to wonder about that. What? They returned almost $300,000 to their owners. Does that mean that they took them from their owners, or they were taken from somebody else, and then the money was given back to the original owners?
Really hard to believe.
While giving almost $26,000 to Missouri's public schools, the status of about $1 million in seized cash and property is pending. The auditor's office said the total value of seizures during criminal investigations last year could be in the tens of millions of dollars. Remember, they reported seizing approximately $5.7 million. So the auditor's saying, yeah, we think it was quite a bit more. Quite a bit.
Really? It's funny. We just can't find it.
There's probably at least three times as much as what was reported. That's because what was submitted to federal agencies for seizure hasn't been documented properly, or in some cases, according to the auditor, at all. So, it makes you wonder, how do they know, what kind of information are they using to draw these conclusions, and does what they're estimating take into factor the money that, doesn't even come close to showing up on the radar? The stacks of cash the cops shove in their pants when they're busting a drug dealer?
Right. You got to imagine what it's like if there's money laying on the counter, and I see the pictures from these busts and stuff, and there's money laying on counters.
Mm-hmm.
You got to imagine what it's like for some guy walking past a stack of hundreds, nobody else is around. I mean, how hard is it to take it and shove it in your pants?
You can take control here. We'll give you some more numbers in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Oh, it's just a paperwork snafu. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. News updates, you get signed up for free over at news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow the latest about Free Talk Live via your email box or Twitter or Facebook, whichever way works best for you, or more than one if you'd prefer that. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up and do it for free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Are you taking any medications on a regular basis? Are you getting those medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, and they're prescription medications, then you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. When you get there on the page, you can click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. They'll give you a call the next day. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step. They won't do any high-pressure sales or anything like that. They just want to help you save money on your prescriptions. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter whether it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Amplify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
We continue discussing some law enforcement issues with the story from STLtoday.com about how in Missouri, apparently law enforcement agencies reported seizing approximately $5.7 million in cash and property in criminal investigations. However, the state auditor's office says that number should be quite a bit higher. They say that it should be in the tens of millions of dollars, and that the government people, the police, are not getting the independent audits of what they take during the seizures, as is mandated by the state law. Well, mandate means they have to do it. Clearly, something needs to be done. I mean, these police need to be held to their standards. These people are not following the rules that they are supposed to follow, and so we will find out here in a moment just what can be done to put a stop to this misreporting. I mean, these police are taking millions upon millions of dollars from people and not reporting it, and that is clearly illegal according to the state auditor's office. So there must be something that can be done, right? I mean, this
obviously,
is the law.
Somebody's going to jail.
Right, this is the
clearly.
Law. Internal Affairs should step in and should start making arrests. That's their job, isn't it?
So you hear.
All right, so here's what goes, here's the rest of the story. Gary McElia, a spokes bureaucrat for the auditors, says the State Department of Public Safety, from which the auditor's office would receive the reports, received none this year.
None.
None.
Zero.
That means a big fat zero. Independent audits were done on the police cash seizures and other property seizures. The independent audits are mandated to ensure transparency and accountability and to allow an informed dialogue regarding possible reform, according to the auditor's report. McElia said not much can be done by his department to get the agencies to comply with the law. He said, "We've sent a letter to each of the prosecuting attorneys reminding them that this is a requirement. We are doing everything in our power to compel them to comply." So they've sent a letter.
Yes.
Because it's not like they can actually get a law enforcement officer to go and arrest one of their own.
Right,
that sure as hell isn't happening.
You'd think if they gave enforcement powers to this agency that they'd put guys with guns in the office and they would go and force this to happen.
Well, this is the auditor's office. That's all they do. They audit things.
Look, the Department of Education just put a request to purchase dozens of shotguns. God knows what they're doing with that. With the Department of Education, what are they use shotguns for? So a lot of these agencies have their own guys with guns. They could, if they wanted to enforce this, they could. They could get the state policing agency to go to these police departments and force them to comply with the law if that's what they wanted to do. Sure they could.
How?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, how are they going to get the state police to go and arrest their buddies?
I think that you're overestimating the camaraderie between departments.
I know there's some back and forth. There's a little bit of a spat between the boys in brown and the boys in blue, and you know, to some extent they do pick on one another within the ranks. That's true. That is definitely true.
I think if the head of the auditor's office said, you know what, we're getting the state police involved in this because this is a law is being broken here. Clearly money's coming up missing. Our police officers from our great state of Missouri are stealing money from school children, and we're going to do something about it. I think you really could get the state cops to go in there.
I don't think so.
I think you absolutely could.
Well, they're not. They're saying here, Mark, that they are doing everything they can we're doing everything in our power to compel them to comply. So clearly, that's not an option on the table.
Not to them. No.
Yeah. So there you go. Just wanted to give you a little update on what's happening. Now, remember, this is just Missouri, and that's where all the bad cops are. So if this is, you know, if you live in California or Illinois or some other state, then you don't have to worry about your cops doing these sorts of things. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. As usual, it's just story after story showing that the police are completely above the so-called law. In this case, their own government bureaucrats are saying they're breaking the law. And they're also admitting they can't do anything about it. Because, as you pointed out, Mark, it is not a nation of laws.
They choose not to.
It's not a nation of laws. It's a nation of men. And these men are in the good old boys club.
Right. This is it's really no different than the time when we had lords and ladies and the king picked who was in charge and who wasn't. You still have those that are in power deciding against whom force and violence will be used. Look, people, if the cops found out that a bunch of money was being stolen at your business, how do you think they would react? I mean, this is tens of millions of dollars. Did I have that
That's
number
correct.
Right?
Tens of millions.
Tens of millions of dollars that's being apparently...
Just in Missouri.
...stolen by police officers in Missouri, and that money would otherwise go to public... If it was turned in, it would go to the public school. So you have cops...
A portion of it would. A small portion.
A small portion? What do you mean?
Well, if you look at the numbers that they break down...
That's what's ending up there, but it's supposed to go to the public schools kids. Because most of the stuff that gets stolen is drug money. Drug money doesn't have an owner to which it needs to be returned. And then once it's been used as evidence or whatever, it gets turned over to the fund for education. You have cops stealing from school kids. That's what you've got here. And nobody wants to do anything about it.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since we're on a roll, here's another one for you. This one from the StopTheDrugWar.org, great website. They follow the war on drugs very closely, not just in the U.S., but all around the world. And here's your corrupt cop stories for the week. And these are, they come out every week. There's no shortage of these things. A California, let's see, Martinez, California, former commander of the Central Contra Costa Narcotics Enforcement Team, former commander, was arrested last Friday on charges that he stole seized drugs and resold them on the black market. Yeah, that's good money. Now, you want to talk about profit. I mean, normally in the drug business, there's a lot of profit. Because when you're dealing in the black marketplace, you are taking significant risk. You know, your cops might pull you over and steal all your drugs from you. You are taking a big risk. You might end up going into a cage. So the black market drug dealers have to increase the prices by a significant amount whenever they buy from whoever's selling them to them in order to ensure that it's worth the risk. But they still have costs. I mean, at least the black market drug dealers are paying for their drugs and then reselling them. Most of them are. This cop gets to walk into the evidence locker, snatch up a bunch of stolen, essentially police confiscated drugs, and then sell those. Pure profit. Mm-hmm. Just mark it straight up to street level, the 5,000% increase off over what it would be if the drugs were legal, and pocket every single dime. That's pretty sweet. So how do you do it? Well, let's see. Norman Welch, age 49, faces 28 felony counts around the alleged theft and sale of marijuana, steroids, prescription pills,
whatever he can find,
methamphetamine, and meth precursor chemicals. Prosecutors said,
I wonder about this because normally I would guess that a drug dealer deals in the kind of drug that they deal in generally,
mm-hmm.
and so you know they're the guy to come to for marijuana or they're the guy to go to for cocaine or whatever.
I don't know if that's true.
You don't think that's true?
No, okay. I think a lot of drug dealers will cover different bases in that area.
Okay.
Well, there are some people that do what you're saying, though.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert in this area.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue to tell you about this cop that stole 28 felony counts worth of drugs and resold them on the street. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote. freetalklive.com. You will find there a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Everything from web banners you can place on your website, graphics with which you can make whatever you want, and flyers you can print out and distribute in whatever way you feel is appropriate. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their Daily Dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com.
So we continue here, and then coming up, a Canada healthcare nightmare situation. We'll get to that in a bit. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. But right now, we're still giving you some corrupt cop stories. This one, again, from stopthedrugwar.org, where 49-year-old Norman Welch, or Welch, or something like that, from Martinez, California, the former commander of the Contra Costa Narcotics Enforcement Team, was arraigned on charges, 28 felony counts, that he stole a bunch of drugs and resold them on the black market. Prosecutors said that since November, the pair, he and a friend, had made at least 6 drug sales and netted more than $13,000. The drug task force Welch ran until last week has been put on hiatus while officials review its drug handling practices. Gee, what do you think? You know, we've heard over the years that the corruption rises through the ranks in police departments, and we've heard that from retired police officers. So if it's true that the corruption rises through the ranks, and it seems to be true in this case, where the head, the former commander of the narcotics enforcement team, was found stealing drugs and reselling them to the black market, you have to wonder about the rest of his team.
Either, you know, if the guy in charge is doing it, then what he is creating is an atmosphere of corruption. Because people know, even if they don't know what you're doing, you know, they know how you're being in the world. Mm-hmm. And this guy's being such that well, it's okay to steal the drugs if you're the drug task force guy in charge. And I would imagine that most of his guys are going to act in similar fashions. I wouldn't presuppose to say they all would, but he's creating that atmosphere.
Welch's family said he was under financial stress.
What's that
supposed to mean? This guy's getting paid a cop's commander's salary, whatever that is. It can't be too shabby. He's getting paid a commander's salary and stealing cash on top of it. What kind of financial problems does this guy have?
And it's bass boats. Got to make payments on the bass boat.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a gambling addiction. Maybe he does the drugs that he confiscates.
Could be. Wouldn't be a surprise. In Providence, Rhode Island, a former Providence narcotics detective was sentenced on February 17th to 8 years in prison in a drug scandal that has already netted two other officers. Joseph Colanduno, who had been assigned to a DEA task force, had pleaded guilty in December to two counts of conspiracy to deliver drugs, larceny over $500, and harboring a criminal. He admitted to helping arrange cocaine deals between one of his informants and another police officer. In Corpus Christi, Texas, a former Nueces County jail guard was sentenced last Friday to 6 years in prison for attempting to smuggle drugs into the jail. Jamira Reed, 29, went down after an inmate tipped off officials that Reed was offering to supply drugs to prisoners. She pleaded guilty to bribery and possession of cocaine, and she could have faced up to 99 years behind bars, but will probably be out in about 1 year. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that woman was doing heroic work trying to bring drugs into those prisoners.
Why do you say that?
It sucks, man, being in a jail cell. It's worse.
You think it's better with a hit of acid?
Yeah, whatever you can get in there is probably better with.
Don't.
Apparently, a lot of prisoners agree with me on that.
You know, it's as far as it goes. It's the money turns people. Whenever you have a prohibition, money's gonna affect people in this manner. And having been in prison, I spent 9 years there. I can tell you, there were a lot of officers that brought drugs in,
And did you know who they were? Was the word like around on the spark between the prisoners?
I did. I mean, I don't know that everybody did, but I knew some that would be willing to do things like that.
Incredible.
You know, and what?
How did they make it known to you?
I would imagine everybody is. It's just about
the
price.
Money.
You know,
did they make it offer to you personally? Like, did those officers come to you and?
No, you just kind of hear from other inmates. You know that this guy, that officer Smith, he's the kind of, you know, he's cool, he's down whatever.
What's the risk to a prisoner for approaching one of these officers? Like, maybe you've gotten bad information, and this officer is like a goody-goody, and you've been told that he's willing to bring drugs in, and you kind of approach him and ask him a question. What's the risk to you as a prisoner?
I would say that if they really wanted to go after you, that they could give you confinement for up to 60 days, and,
extra charges? Would there be any kind of like conspiracy charges or anything like that?
It's
fairly low risk then. I mean, as far as all things are concerned, you're not going to get any extra charges for trying to conspire to bring drugs in.
Go to your bathroom and sit in there for 60 days.
I'm not saying that that's a good thing, Mark.
No,
they'll put you in there for all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. I did 9 years and only managed to and was only in for like 4 days.
Really?
So you can avoid that if that's what you wish to do.
Sure. But if you break some of the dumbest of rules, in some cases they will put you in.
Well, admittedly, the time that I went in for saying what seems to be the problem.
You.
Yes,
apparently. So there's more here. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a Lancaster County prison guard was arrested February 17th for selling drugs. This guard went down after selling $750 worth of cocaine to a snitch. He's charged with possession and delivery of a controlled substance and has been fired as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, the corruption does rise through the ranks in the police departments. That much is true. But it also infects all of the rest of the so-called apple tree. It's not just a few bad apples. They are all over the place. It seems more like it's a few good apples in the police departments of America. Obviously, I have nothing more to go on than my experience having talked to former cops and having heard what they've said about their coworkers and the levels of corruption that they experienced. And I have no reason to disbelieve any of those people.
You know, when you hear cops, though, when you hear them talking like this, is you'll find out that these guys know the dirt on so many other government agencies, too. They know where the dirt is being done in most of these other agencies. I mean, these guys, it's their job to ferret this stuff out. They tend to know about it, and they don't go after these government agencies. It's difficult for people to take seriously a law enforcement agency that won't enforce the laws upon its own people.
It meaning its own agents.
Yeah. And everybody within the police department, outside of the police department, the government agencies outside of the police department. I was talking to a cop from Massachusetts who was telling me that he was down at the recycling section of the dump. And that recycling is a complete – he considered it a waste of time because those guys are just throwing that stuff away. Like, you spend all your time sorting and whatever, and then they just dump it all together and throw it away.
No kidding.
That's what he was saying. I mean, that's his experience. It's valid for him. I don't know. I mean, surely they've got to have some level of separation going. I don't know. But that's what his claim was.
And where did that happen?
It was in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, the stories you hear, man, it's just incredible. All right, so
cops have the best stories about these things, I can assure you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell yours if you want. Maybe you work for the police department, or maybe you have in the past, or maybe you've been a snitch or something like that. You want to tell your story, you're certainly welcome to at 800-259-9231. Now, of course, it should be pointed out that I wish none of this stuff had to happen. I mean, if we didn't have the war on drugs, then it wouldn't.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any issue. There'd probably still be some people sneaking drugs into prisons. But besides that, there really wouldn't be any of these issues. There would be no temptation for the police to steal cash or to steal drugs. And if there were no war on drugs, then there probably wouldn't be the problem, or it's likely that we wouldn't have the problem with people having their life savings stolen, as we were talking about a few nights ago, with old people like traveling from place to place, getting pulled over by the cops, and having their $30,000 stolen from them or something, and being called drug money.
It's the war on drugs. It's prohibitions. Prohibitions on gambling, prohibitions on devices for protection, guns, things like that.
Prostitution.
Prohibitions on prostitution, but mostly it's prohibitions on substances, mind-altering substances that they aren't approved. You know, say, tobacco and alcohol, that's okay. But that's what's really taken police departments and turned them into organizations that people don't trust, people fear. That
it's really enhanced the criminality of the police departments, yeah. No doubt about it. You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Coming up, a Canadian healthcare nightmare and disturbing ruling out of a court in Indianapolis, or rather Indiana, about freedom of speech and freedom of the press. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.